This broadcast is the third blog in the series produced by the Clinical Audit Support Centre Limited. To find out more, visit www.clinicalauditsupport.com.
Training? What training? As part of my role in the PCT where I work, I have to provide training to healthcare professionals in clinical audit. Although audit is a well-established process, now routinely undertaken in healthcare settings, there is an ongoing need for training to ensure that clinical audit work is of good quality and effective in its outcomes. This requires two things. Firstly, that the audit staff providing the training are themselves trained in both the delivery of effective teaching and in clinical audit processes and techniques. Secondly, that those healthcare professionals and support staff who need training have access to high-quality audit training opportunities that meet their needs. The two go together in that, unless audit and governance staff can find reputable courses in clinical audit for their own needs, it may not be possible for them to effectively train others working in healthcare settings who need to know how to do audit and, more importantly, to do it right. So, what audit training is available to audit staff and healthcare professionals? When I started working in primary care clinical audit in the early 1990s, I'm sure there was more accessible audit training on offer to audit staff than there is today. And as a result of this, audit staff were providing a range of high-quality training sessions in clinical audit to healthcare professionals. In my experience, people coming into audit jobs at that time routinely accessed audit courses to develop their knowledge and skills and were, as a result, able to go on to competently train others. A significant number also accessed teaching or facilitation courses to better equip them to deliver high-quality training sessions. In talking to clinical audit and governance colleagues today, I'm aware that many have never received formal training in clinical audit and have picked up their knowledge on the job. Whilst this may be okay to an extent, it often results in misinformation and poor audit techniques being passed on to those supported in undertaking audit, as well as limitations in the depth of knowledge required to effectively support healthcare professionals. Audit staff need robust knowledge and skills in audit if healthcare professionals are to be taught how to carry out robust audits. In January this year, the National Audit Office's publication, Improving Quality and Safety, Progress in Implementing Clinical Governance in Primary Care, Lessons for New PCTs, recommended training of staff in evidence-based practice and in clinical audit, particularly in developing multidisciplinary audits agreed between PCTs and providers. So a need has been identified at a national level for more training to ensure that audit staff support audit effectively. From a clinician's point of view, feedback received from a number of hospital registrars in Trent included the need for local and national audit training, preferably accredited, and online resources to be made readily available to them. Many had never received even basic training in clinical audit, and yet they were expected to routinely undertake audits. They also identified the need for support from the audit department, including guidance in setting up audits and help to retrieve patient notes. Are all audit staff equipped to provide this? Can we still access good training for our own needs to ensure that we develop and maintain our skills in delivering reliable and accurate audit training to others? Who are the courses that are currently available aimed at, and do they meet the needs of those who seek audit training? I feel that we need to address these sort of questions at both a local and national level if clinical audit is to demonstrate its effectiveness and value at a time when the NHS is under more scrutiny than ever before.
This broadcast was recorded on the 17th of October 2007 and is copyright of the Clinical Audit Support Centre. Reproduction of this download is prohibited. Rebroadcast of this work is forbidden without the express written consent of the Clinical Audit Support Centre team.